Well, Paul, has anyone ever done anything kind for you? Yeah, it could be something small or it could be something big. But tell us about that. Tell us about that. Well, Joe, I don't really know if anyone's ever done anything kind for me. My first reaction to the question, I mean, I don't think I've had enough kindness in my life. Probably because I have an insatiable appetite for kindness. And whenever people have been kind to me, I've probably been selfish enough to want more of it. Because I think kindness is one of those things that helps us to be human. You know, we're creatures in bodies and we have brain cells and we have all sorts of physical makeup. And we come out of a kind of raw evolutionary background in which, understandably, our number one priority was survival. And that meant having to fight. And, you know, fight for survival. So this thing called kindness must be a kind of a late evolutionary development, really. We're probably, I don't know about kindness. But now that you ask me, let me have a think about it. I remember coming to Cork in 2005, having lived in the UK for 30 years. And I didn't really know anyone. So I was a bit lost and a bit bothered and, you know, grumpy. My new cave was not as familiar as my old cave. And so it took some time to get settled down. And I was a house husband and house father. I had a nice little setup in which I came more and more to love pushing a child up and down from, you know, inner city in Cork. And when I actually did earn my living, I hopped on a plane and flew to Scotland. But gradually I realised I didn't want to carry on doing that. But I then had to find a way of earning a living in Cork. That's another story. But one of the ways that I'm dependent on to earn my living is getting to know some people, building some class of a reputation. You know, if you're unknown, you got a bit of a hard job. Because if you're unknown, you have no reputation. And if you have no reputation, well, why on earth should anybody want to purchase a service from you? So then I met a man. And the man I met, met me at a time when I didn't have much money. And he was setting something up. Or had already set something up, which involved a group of people sitting together, reading books about business and talking about them. That was all I knew. And I'd been in a book club before in the UK. And as I think I mentioned before, I'm the son of a bookseller. So I'm big into books. So this guy was gathering people to talk about business and books. And I thought, ooh, that might be nice. And he kind of carried around with him one or two books that I'd never seen before. So somehow or other, I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I found myself in a conversation with him. And didn't this man, who hardly knew me at all, make me an offer? He gave me a special deal on joining the group. And it made it possible for me to go. And there was I managed to go to this group without having the wherewithal to pay the full fee. So it was like a sub that I was given. And it might not, looking back on it, if you have plenty of money, it's a small matter. But to me, it was an enormous amount at the time because cash flow was very tight. And little did he know, Well, I think he did know how grateful I was because I was fulsome in my thanks. So I then found myself sitting one day in a room with a group of strangers. I think it was at lunchtime, and we were having a meeting and, you know, introducing ourselves. There were ground rules, and basically we found ourselves discussing a book called Breaking from the Pack. Breaking from the Pack. Well, it's written by a guy called Harari, and I'm walking as quick as I can into my office because I'd like to actually tell you the proper name of this author, and his Oren Harari, Break from the Pack, How to Compete in a Copycat Economy. And this book did it for me. It did it for me in the sense that I got together talking with people I didn't know, and I'm somebody who loves to meet new people. So we sat around and we talked about this book. And the great thing is that this guy, who will remain nameless until the very end of this audioboo, this guy was a fabulous facilitator. And he guided us not to read the whole of the book, but to read bits of it, limited bits of the book. Well, this greatly suited me because I'm not somebody who reads whole books. I only really read bits of books, and I usually find that the first bit of a book tells me the key value, and I don't really need to read very much more of a book after I've read the first chapter. Now, that's a hostage to fortune, really. Most authors give away their best stuff in relation to business in the first chapter, you know. And I'm just turning over this book as I'm talking to you right here now. But here's a little quote from the book on page 19. And this is straight out of the book that I was introduced to through kindness. Quotation. How can you differentiate yourself from the mob around you? How can you attract and retain customers while charging a reasonable price in this frenzied environment? How can you make your booth and your goods so extraordinary and appealing that you won't have to continually lower your price to differentiate yourself? You won't have to continually lower your price to differentiate yourself. And if you do something daring, what will you do when the vendors in the stalls all around you try to copy what you do? How do you avoid getting drowned in the noise and anonymity of an environment where your neighbour appears to be selling and yelling the same things as you? I won't go on. I thought, bloody hell, this is great stuff. How to actually differentiate yourself. Right? And this changed my life in a way. The book, it was the book. Was it the book? Was it the group? Well, it was a bit of both, I'm sure. So the kindness that was done to me was that I was made to feel welcome in a group of strangers at a time in my life when I was starting into a new phase. I'd had what documentally is having today a midlife crisis. Documentally having is leaving one decade and going into another. You can find out for yourself which decade he's leaving and which one he's going into easily by listening to his audio boos during this or yesterday. But here we go. Who was it? Who was the person who did me that kindness? Because, of course, you're gagging now to know who this person was, or you ought to be, because he's just sublime as a human being. And, okay, Google a thing called Smarter Egg. SmarterEgg. Yeah, Google that, and all will be revealed. I mean, what's a name? What's a name? But there, I won't tell you his name. It's time I got this audio up. And that is the story, or the beginning of the story. I could tell you what the three other books were that we read in that group very, very quickly. What Would Google Do? The 39 Laws, I think it is, of War. And Tribes, Set God In. And to be truthful, I think these books and everything to do with it helped me to come out as myself in business in a new, refreshing way, and have helped make me the person I am today. So, remember, kindness, smarter egg. Bye-bye.